You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. My name is Daryl Rochelle. Almost everyone gets hurt on the job at some point in their lives. In 2006, over 180,000 workers in Alberta filed new claims with the Workers' Compensation Board. In just a moment, you'll hear a story about a worker who was hurt on the job. But first, have you been hurt at work? Or do you have a story about someone you know who has been hurt on the job? If so, please come and see me after you've listened to this story, because I want to record your story for the Workus. Here's a story from a former printing press operator who almost lost both hands while he was working. His story was recorded at a music festival called the Sasquatch Gathering, held near Drayton Valley, Alberta.
My name is Peter Mahler. I'm a graphic artist, a musician, and a sound designer. But in the day, before I was a graphic artist, I ran a printing company called Egg Press in Calgary. We used to have this huge paper cutter there. We called it a guillotine, and it had much that kind of like action to it. You could cut very large stacks of paper with this, 500 sheets at a time sort of thing. I just printed a job, and the jogger on the press hadn't actually jogged the papers so that they were all square and solid and you could hit all the cut marks on the paper that you just printed. So I was jogging it on the printer, but I hadn't turned, or on the guillotine. But I hadn't turned the guillotine on. And I was looking away. It's an absent-minded sort of a thing that you do. And then I felt this thing, and what it was in my hand, in my right hand, the guillotine had started to lower because the hydraulics in it were quite low, and it wasn't turned on. And it sort of went down at a pace of about like that. And that was going into my hand. And I looked at it, and I felt it going in, but I didn't... My first reaction was to put... This was my right hand it was going into. My first reaction was to put my left hand under the blade, which is a super sharp, razor sharp blade that weighs about 50 pounds. It's 36 inches across. And then I put my hand out immediately, and I just, without thinking, turned the machine on, because I'd seen the machine sometimes reset itself to start position, which is up. That was the only thought that I had. It was sort of in an instant, and I turned the machine on, and it reset itself. And I took myself almost 30 stitches across my hand, but I almost cut my hand completely off, and consequently almost my left hand as well, all the fingers. And this was 1979, and about 2 weeks after that, I was playing with a Calgary band called the Ripcords, and we went on to play together for 6 years after that. So that's my story.
Do you think about that story very often?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think I must, but I don't think I ever get a chance to actually say it out loud. And it's just funny how it kind of came spilling out there. But
yeah, your life could have been very different in the wink of an eye.
Oh, truly, extraordinarily different. So I count myself as lucky. You know, I'm not a religious or spiritual person, but I do believe that there's some. I like to think that, you know, some guardian force was helping me out that day.
And told you to turn that machine on.
On, yeah, turn the machine on.
So how long did it take for those stitches? I mean, I'm looking at your hand, I can see it there. How long did it take for it to heal?
Well, it took 5 weeks before I could pull the stitches out. And in that time, I was playing in a rock band, in a sort of a punky rock band as well. And I can't say that I ever actually really felt any pain. Certainly not the cut. The cut was like surreally odd, because you felt it, but you felt no pain. It was so sharp.
Yeah, it's very strange when you think about it. I mean, sure, it didn't hurt you at the time, but it's something that could have left you with pain that would have lasted a lifetime, I suppose.
Indeed, and you know, I still have a numb part on it, and I can still see the scar. Right. And I'm happy that eventually that industry was digitized, and I could sell the presses, and I could become completely, you know, I carry my work with me wherever I go now, and it's way easier.
Yeah. Peter, life is good. Peter, thanks for the story.
Thank you very much.
Peter was a printing press operator and was injured on the job. He spoke to the Workus at the 2008 Sasquatch Gathering held near Drayton Valley, Alberta. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work? Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for the Workus. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in The Workus. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Centre.
Just a glancing blow, thank heavens, and it broke my nose and cut me for a few stitches. And the
our son Timothy was killed in a workplace accident. He was working for Fiesta Party Rentals.
Hazards to field geologist is working in and around helicopters. And when you hear about a death of a geologist, it almost always involves a helicopter. And this is really difficult.